It'd be funny. It's like a first generation like Chinese person trying to tell their immigrant parents about Shane and cancel culture or whatever. And they're like, you know, they're like, yo, mom and dad, it's like this cracker Shane B, you know, they're like Michael Rappaport Chang, what are you saying? That's her son's name. They
wanted him to have an American name.
Yeah, he both is Michael Rappaport and sounds like him, but it's...
They're a big Copland fans. Like,
yo, this cracker Shane be talking mad shit online about us, you know, and now they're trying to say that it's cancel culture. And they're like, oh, but cancel is real bad. They're like, no, mom, it's cancel culture. Like, yeah, your brother had cancer. The one, you know, we had before we came here, and we couldn't get health insurance for him. And the joke there is...
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all it's right. Good.
My first girlfriend used to do this impression of... She took some, like, English class with, like, some Chinese Barbie, basically. You know, like a very, like, glitzy Chinese girl. And they had to write, like, a persuasive essay and then read it in class. And she was the first person I knew that could do, like, a just fucking rock-solid Asian impression.
Yeah.
And she used to crack me up because she was like, yeah, she's this girl in this class, gets up and she's like, shopping is, my essay is on why shopping is good. And shopping is beneficial because you get exercise from carrying the bags. And fuck, man, that shit used to crack me
up.
What
context was it? It was like in a college class?
It was like
an
English class, yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, shopping is beneficial because you get exercise from carrying the bags. Yeah, and she was telling me about they had to write another, because they were always like writing essays and having to read them.
Uh-huh.
And there was another one they did, and she was talking about the effects of war on people or whatever. And she's like... a lot of people don't consider the psychological effects of war as the physical effects of war, such as like breast cancer and brain cancer.
Oh my God.
And before you get mad and say that that's anti-Asian, remember that was my first girlfriend, not me doing the voice.
Okay.
I'm reporting.
If the voice... Okay, the voice is bad, okay?
The voice isn't fucking...
Can we just admit that it sounds funny?
The voice is funny. It's not bad. It's not like a sign of, like, disrespect. It's, like, the same as literally doing any other fucking
accent. A Russian accent or a French accent?
There is no difference. If, like, anyone that tells you that there's a difference is lying. It's, like, any argument that I've seen has been bullshit that's, like, oh, you're mocking the struggle that Asian... No, I'm laughing at a silly voice. That's it. I'm not fucking like, it's not like, fuck these people trying to learn English. At least with me personally. Shane might feel that way. I don't. It's just genuinely, I think it's like, it's a funny voice.
Also,
was making myself laugh the other day, imagining like fucking Chinese Tony Soprano.
That would be good.
It would be good.
Just
going to Dr. Melfi being I feel bad. And then Melfi's like, don't feel bad. And
he's
like,
she's Chinese.
Oh,
too.
Okay, bye. And
that's
then
that's
it. Yeah. That's the whole show.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning. Bing, ding, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong. He's just crashing his car all over the New Jersey Turnpike. smashing into the guardrails in the Jersey wall, smoking that cigar. Ding, ding, dun, dun, dun. Rear-ending people.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, that won't stop being funny to me. I'm sorry. I can't. You're not going to convince me that's not funny. You can't do it. And I don't, like, you know, I don't know. I'd rather live my life and laugh at things because it brings me fucking, it makes me feel better because life is garbage.
Yeah, it feels nice to laugh at something funny.
Yeah, it's like.
And they laugh at our shit too.
Right.
They think we're ridiculous.
I'm not fucking Mark Wahlberg. I'm not going out and like ripping people's eyes out with fucking meat.
No, it's not a you. I mean, in a lot of ways, you truly respect the Chinese. You lived with them.
Sure. But I don't know. Yeah. Disappointing time to be in comedy, I guess. Unless you're somebody that does, you know.
Well, it's like sort of like what we were saying before the show.
Lip sync stuff. I'm sure that's great. I'm sure it's a great time to be in comedy if what you do is just reenact TikTok videos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other guy that got SNL.
Oh, I completely forgot that that's what he does.
Yeah, he does lip sync videos.
Yeah. Which, you know what, and that's the other thing,
those are pretty, some of them are pretty good.
That's the other thing, too, is like, then there are people that were like, you know, not a lot of them, luckily, but there was people that are like going after that guy, and it's like,
Bone?
You know, yeah, it's like, you know, he's not trying to fire Shane.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, he already worked at SNL. He was like a writer there. They yeah. Just added him to the cast.
The initial coverage was so funny.
The coverage, like, it was like...
It was like...
They plucked him out of nowhere.
Right. But like, this means that we can all... This is the most powerful moment. The falling of the Berlin Wall, fucking Neil Armstrong on the moon, and Bowen Yang pretending to be Kim Jong-un on a show.
Right,
the only
right.
fucking people with, like... You know, Alzheimer's watch anymore.
Didn't Fred Armisen play Obama like 4 years ago?
Yeah, and somebody's been linking all old SNL shit that I've never seen because I was never really even a huge SNL head.
Yeah,
and there's a sketch with Dana Carvey that's just like the entire thing is like he's Chinese. I mean, it's like it's literally there's nothing else there.